Fuel prices rise despite subsidies, inflation grows, and Brazil faces slower rate cuts. This article follows economists and policymakers as they explain how Brazil faces higher fuel costs despite government subsidies, a move that feeds inflation and tests the central bank's plan to cut interest rates. It shows how the oil shock from the Middle East spills into transport, food, and industry, and why analysts warn the inflation target could be challenged. They detail how subsidies aim to blunt the blow, but the broader price spillover remains a key risk for households and businesses. The piece sheds light on what this means for policy, the economy, and everyday prices at the pump. Fuel prices push up inflation and keep central bank rate cuts uncertain. Diesel surge raises transport costs and food prices across the economy. Government subsidies and tax relief aim to ease pump prices. Inflation risks stay high as oil shocks ripple through freight and goods. Uncertainty from Middle East conflict and weather cycles keeps prices volatile. Fuel price surge tests Brazil's inflation outlook. As central bank tracks rate path, what is driving the rise in Brazil? Fuel costs are climbing despite subsidies from the government. This rise comes as tensions in the Middle East, tied to the Iran situation, push global oil prices higher. The result is a broader impact on prices across the economy, not just at the pump. Officials acknowledge the conflict's influence on inflation, while analysts warn the IPCA could exceed the targeted range. Price movements and subsidies. Prices for most fuels have increased since late February, with the overall rise reaching about 6.8% for the year and diesel leading the group, with a jump near 17%. Gasoline has moved up by more than 5%, even though Petrobras has not yet adjusted its posted prices. The cost of a gas cylinder LPG hit record levels, though it pulled back slightly last week. The price surge also streams into other sectors such as freight and urban transport, amplifying costs for goods and services. To counter the upward pressure, the government announced subsidies totaling roughly R$13 billion for diesel, biodiesel, aviation kerosene, LPG, and gasoline. Officials also signaled a gasoline subsidy of up to R$0.89 per liter as a possible cap, with the initial range expected to be around R$0.400-$0.45 per liter. A legislative bill is being considered to fund these subsidies using extra oil revenue from higher world prices. Economic impact. The inflationary spillover extends beyond fueling stations. Higher freight costs and transport expenses feed into food and consumer goods prices, affecting households and the broader economy. In April, the inflation measure showed that food and processed goods were among the drivers of price increases, widening the gap from the central bank's target range. Diesel's prominence in the transportation chain makes its price movements especially influential for the cost of a wide array of products. Economists warn that sustained shocks in fuel can broaden the inflation picture. If the Middle East conflict persists and oil remains elevated, the higher costs may become more entrenched across the economy, making inflation harder to tame and complicating the central bank's plan to reduce rates. Policy response and outlook. The central bank's most recent policy action kept the Selic rate at a high level after a prior reduction, and officials have signaled a cautious stance toward future cuts. Some analysts expect the policy path to slow or pause if the inflation impulse from energy prices remains strong. Others point to fiscal measures, including subsidies, as a key factor in easing price pressures and preventing a sharper inflation rise. The government is counting on legislative approval to support subsidy funding, which would influence the broader economic trajectory as energy costs evolve. Conclusion. In the end, Brazil's inflation outlook remains tightly linked to global oil prices and domestic policy responses. Although subsidies and fiscal relief cushion pumps, the resulting price spillovers into freight, food, and other goods keep inflation risks elevated. The central bank is likely to stay cautious on rate cuts until energy-driven pressures ease, preserving the path of the Selic at higher levels for longer. Policymakers face a delicate balance, continuing fiscal support to ease households versus ensuring credible inflation control. The scope and funding of subsidies potentially financed by windfall oil revenues will shape the economy's trajectory as energy costs evolve. If energy prices stabilize, disinflation could resume and allow policy normalization. If not, the inflation impulse may persist and complicate the outlook for consumers and businesses alike. Frequently asked questions: why are fuel prices rising despite government subsidies? Global tensions push oil up. Fuel costs rise. Subsidies help but don't stop all hikes. How do fuel prices affect Brazil's inflation and the Selic rate? They push IPCA higher. Inflation could stay above target. The central bank may slow or pause rate cuts. Which fuel rose the most and why is diesel so important? Diesel S10 climbed about 17%, diesel tilde 15%. Trucks move goods, so diesel hurts transport and food prices. What subsidies has the government announced and how might they affect the budget? Subsidies cover diesel, biodiesel, CAV, GLP, and gasoline. About 13 billion rees total. They may ease pumps but strain public finances. Could high fuel prices persist even if conflicts ease, and what then for rate cuts? Yes, they could stay high if supply stays tight. IPCA could stay above target, and the BC may slow or stop rate cuts.